This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The metro area's regional transportation district is ending its R-Line bus shuttles due to staffing shortages. RTD began running the shuttles after the R-Line derailed in September. It has yet to come back online. The sudden death of House Minority Leader Hugh McKean has put a spotlight on the political division within the state GOP. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
House Republicans have been very divided in recent years between lawmakers who, while they oppose a lot of what the Democratic majority is doing, they still want to get things done and work across the aisle when it's possible. Other Republicans, the more conservative faction of that party, sees the GOP's role as really digging in and opposing everything Democrats propose. McKean was in the get things done camp.
McKean fought off a no-confidence vote during his time as minority leader. He died over the weekend at 55 years old. A student from Manitou Springs has won Best Documentary at the All-American High School Film Festival in New York. Out of more than 2,000 submissions, Olive Van Imeren won a $60,000 scholarship for her 15-minute short film, Skinned Knees. She was part of the Youth Documentary Academy at Pikes Peak Community College in Colorado Springs before winning and will study cinema at Huntington University in Indiana next fall. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, because it is 12:05, we are listening to Here and Now. We'll start off this hour of the show by talking about Kentucky's abortion ballot question, and after that, look at conditions at Rikers Island. Thanks for joining us. In Colorado Springs, it's 70 degrees. That's the high for today, and it's sunny.